and new topics on the first ever radio show to be led by adolescents and young people from Dundee.
Am I just an equation? Just the sum of my parts. Whenever you go near me, you don't hear my heart. And it bleeds. Million constellations, and it still unfolds. And it's hard to wake up, and it's hard to be bold. When you
you are listening to my station, your station, ZFM Stereo, and it is time for Zandiri. My name is Patience Musa, and joining me today, like, you know, we did last week, the week before that, Shack Boy. Dave? Urbo.
Nice.
Ah, we can angurangari, okay, angurangari say.
Angurangari boss with
now, if you're just tuning in, wherever you're listening from, you know, thank you so much for joining us. We are live streaming on Facebook right now on the Zandiri Facebook page as well as the ZFM Stereo Facebook page. So you know what to do. Ungobata phone yako utenga ku follow the Zandiri Facebook page as well as the ZFM Stereo Facebook page. And at any time, if you have any questions at all, feel free to post them right there on the page and our expert, F. Zimbabwe. And today we have young people joining joining us for a very interesting discussion today, Shark Boy. You know, Nasika Kwakapenga. As the young people at the forefront, I'm talking about our cats. And cats, by the way, standing for Community Adolescent Treatment Supporters, as well as our YMMs. And YMM stands for Young Mental Mothers. So we'll also be hearing from them. But we also have our expert joining us, Shark Boy, all the way from Binga.
It's really shows what Africa is, and it is all over Zimbabwe.
Hello, Uncle Gapare, and welcome.
Hello, how are you there?
Ah, we are okay. Could you say go to Binga?
Ah, Binga is very fine. Very fine here.
It's good to hear from you. Now, by the way, you can also use the ZFM stereo WhatsApp number 0731168045. Or?
Our YouTube platform by sending the word Zandiri to 33500. And this platform is absolutely free. You can send in your comments and your questions.
And by the way, I did say that we do have some young people also joining us. We have Zandiri District Mentor from Benga, Daphne, Bev, and Daniel. They'll be shedding a lot more light on.
We want to know, what does adherence mean to you, and can you share with us your journey and what is directed to Daphne?
Adherence is taking a medication every day with a given time. I started to know Masters 2017, and by there I was only an all-level student. Now in Masters in Jakura, adjust to that. Almost 5 months, I was trying to tell my medications properly. At first, they funga kuti. What if my best friends know kutindo sandavi? What if my natives know kutindo sandavi? What if the societies, what if everyone around me can just enjoy? What do they think? What do they see? The Ratanga could still see there's no need for me to live again. The Ratanga could it is bigger to follow my dead parents to graveyards. But no, I was wrong. It takes me 5 months to adjust to that with the help of my kids and my patron. But I'm here in truth, you can see. Then my first day, I said, I'm going to go to the teaser. They came wrong, I said, I'm going to go to the teaser. Look at the other day, I said, yes, for more than 4 months, this thing got to be done. I can't go to the teacher. My mom also, I said, I'm going to go to the teacher. She said, I'm going to go to the advices. But I'm going to go to the teacher. I still remember my first medication supply, like I'm a flush from toilet. Why? Because like I understand that it's my best friend and family of Kumba at the money now in my room. Because I feel like it's and I'm going to go for an external and I'm going to see you. And after some time, there's a to my status. Like I want to accept where I am. And like I want to try to adhere to my medications with the given time. And now I'm somewhere. And to everyone, I don't think you are right now. And Rakuti, to tell everyone, What if in a Tukwaza as my human beings? We must not think about the second person. Can I tell us about our status? Because status, it is you, you're the second person. Saka, can I tell you about our let us adjust our medications, love ourselves, and be confident because we didn't apply for our status, but let us love ourselves.
Thank you very much. That's Daphne there. Now, Uncle Gapare, due to lockdown, home visits by the cats and YMMs have stopped. And, of course, my clients.
Yeah, I mean, as you said, because of COVID restrictions, we are working on virtual platforms. Mobile phone reminders are playing a major role. We try to make sure that our clients adhere to treatment. So no matter what we do in Dinga, we call our clients. We also text SMSs, and we also use WhatsApp and support groups as ways of trying to make sure that they are adhering to the medication. And it's working. We are having good results out of all these virtual platforms. Even though sometimes we face challenges in being, as you notice, that sometimes the issues of network are a very serious challenge in being. But all the same, we are trying and we are doing quite well in that area. SMS is playing a major role in calling our clients. And the major thing that we do, we just remind them to make sure that they adhere to treatment. It is working.
Thank you very much to Uncle Gapare there. And shout out to Prosivi, Mishek Nyandoro, Phyllis Mavushe, as well as everybody else who's watching from our live streaming on the Zandiri Africa page as well as the ZFM Stereo Facebook page.
Yeah, please don't forget to join our Europol platform by sending the word Zandiri to 33500. So, Uncle Gapare, we've discussed this before, you know, but people still need support. What do you do if you are dealing with your medicines but you start developing side effects like developing skin rash and other notable indications? Are there any implications to my health if I stop taking the medicine on my own?
Oh, I hope we haven't lost him. Uncle Gabare, you know, yeah, network is a bit crazy all the way from Binga. But what we're going to do is we will move on to our next question while I try to get Uncle Gapare back. So maybe we could, Shark Boy, we could move on to question number 5.
Yeah, so what barriers have you noticed when supporting your clients to adhere to their medicines? And this is going to be answered by one of our young people on the forefront.
Most of those issues are involved. They're mostly so they have to live like maybe in 18s or in 20s, and they live in a small apartment, and that particular person has also not disclosed her status to the people that she's living with. So it becomes difficult taking her medicine around those people. She's trying to be secretive. You know, she's trying to be secretive, but they can't simply because he or she has not disclosed to the people that she's living with, so it becomes hard to take their medicine. And some of us are even afraid of being discriminated or being stigmatized. And you're also afraid of just visiting the clinic and people having to see me going to the clinic, collecting my medicine. It becomes a barrier because I'm scared. I don't want people to see me. I haven't told people what's going on with me. So I become scared. I just choose to not go to the clinic and collect my medicine. And also, maybe I may be taking my medicine, but I didn't get like a proper disclosure on why I'm taking the medicine. So I become rebellious. I'll just be telling people that I didn't choose to be born positive, so it's better if I don't take my medicine. It's better if I don't do this. It's better if I don't do that. And then there are some side effects because of this that I've mentioned. You can get sick for not taking your medicine. I mean, defaulting. For not taking your medication, you can get sick, like really sick. And defaulting itself can become a problem. You can, by the time you choose to go back on your medication, you can be resistant, like your system can be resistant to the drug. So it's a really bad thing, though people do it. Especially on those that I've mentioned, they're like choices people make. It's not like you cannot change it. We can change this, but people just choose to do them either way. sometimes it's not that someone would like to default medicine, but the thing that happens is maybe our surroundings or the circumstances that will be surrounding us will be forcing us to default. Meaning someone can default due to certain reasons, certain problems that we cannot change. Taking, for example, like my fellow peers here that live in the rural areas, they live across a certain river, and that river is, as we speak during this rainy season, that river is flooded and they cannot cross. And we cannot also access them. We cannot cross that flooded river. And also bringing up the issue of COVID-19, some of us are thinking that because there is COVID-19, maybe the clinics are not working, or maybe the clinic staff are not working. So someone would just choose to just sit down and default their medicine, simply because, not because they want to, but because of their surroundings.
Stations, the FM stereo. If it's the first time you're tuning in at this time on this particular day, well, welcome. This is Zandiri, proudly brought to you by Africaid, supported by UNICEF as Zimbabwe. And today we are talking about adherence. If you do have any questions at all, you can use the U-Report platform, or you can use the ZFM stereo WhatsApp 0731168045. But great news is we're also live streaming right now on Facebook, on the Zandiri Africaid Facebook page, as well as the ZFM stereo Facebook page. And you can go on there and go ahead and follow, like, and be a part of the conversation. Now, I still haven't been able to get an Uncle Gapa back network, you know, Titra Majiras, but no, we're not dealing with that right now. I will continue trying to call him and get him back, but for now, let's have a chat with Daniel. So, Daniel, say nini diri mfana. I'm an adolescent and I don't know my status, and you've been told to support me. as your client, Nindanzintitori client yako, and I'm not adhering to my ARVs. How do you explain the importance of adherence to me? In a way, how would you do it?
Challenge wombe ya tukusangana nayo ma clients edu ma adolescents wana edu wapna support panyazi adherence up chini shiriku nyanya chikuru kwa ju chatukuna shiriku itika kwa wana edu lana awasu kusira kutichawari kumira mshunga wa wiki tukitarisa kuti zviri kumbobva kupi nokuti vabereki vevana havasi kudisclose vana vavo kuti vavazivise kuti chinangwa chei chavari kunwira mushonga iyo masasa game masasa handitika tinenge dzimwene dzenguva vabereki vacho havatombotsanangurira vana vavo saka ipapo ndipo pamwe pane challenge hombe panyadzi yadhere kuti ndichitora mushonga wangu ndisina kumuudza ipapo ndinenge ndava kutoita sei ndava kutonyara inobva toita sei yatokwira zvekare zamarova disclosure sitoona chidiki tinochiziisi sidzokuna mushonga dzinokwana iko kakataaaten kwozoya kumba kuma 8 saka ipapo vabereki zvekare vanofanira kutibatsirawo sekuti zvakangoperera mukutaura chete tisingazokwanisa kuzviita sevabereki nokuti nguva zhinji vana vanoswera nevabereki kumba isi ndivo vanoswera nevana nguva zhinji vari kumba basi kuti vazodisclosura vana vacho vavaudze chinangwa havakwanisi kuvaudza ipapo vana vedu adherence yavo inobva yatapuwa nokuti mwana achitanga anozopesaanofuta but inini handisi kurwara hapana pandiri kundirwadza saka chandiriramba ndichimira agoda kuti 3 days ajamba saka adherence inoramba inoita seiyo support group vaungane
very much that's Daniel